This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. If you love you some retail therapy and secretly desire to be a spy, you can merge the two and make money from shopping instead of spending it. How? Mystery Shopping. A company hires you to grade everything from the cleanliness of a hotel's carpet in the lobby to the power of the hairdryer in the bathroom.
One mystery shopping company is Sensors Quality Management. Its president, David Lipton, joins us on the phone from Toronto to tell us how it all works. So what exactly is a mystery shopper?
They're anonymous customers, guests, passengers aboard planes, buses, trains, etc. And basically you are evaluating the levels of quality, service, and cleanliness for various companies.
Now, do these individuals have to have knowledge of a particular industry? Say, if you go mystery shop in a hotel, do you have to know about hotels?
It all depends on what the client wants. In some cases, the client just wants your Joe or Joanne average customer that knows very little, if anything, about that business or that industry. And in other cases, they want a much more critical eye for detail, and they do want somebody who has some experience or a background in that particular business or industry.
So what qualities do you really look for a successful mystery shopper? Because Barbara and I are wanting to put in our application.
The most important quality is that you're reliable and responsible.
Check.
It's important to have a keen eye for detail, somebody who will write down a lot of notes and provide a lot of insight and feedback, and somebody who's available and interested in going to different types of businesses in different types of industries, be it retail, restaurants, hotels. The more that you're interested in evaluating, the more valuable that you're going to be to a company like us.
Well, are mystery shoppers paid?
It all depends on the individual project. It sort of runs the spectrum. In some cases, when you're, say, evaluating a bank or car dealership, you are typically paid for your time and effort. In other cases, you might be sort of middle of the road where, say, at a restaurant, you get to dine either yourself or possibly bring some other people along, but you might get a little bit of compensation in form of money, say, for gas and, again, for your time. In other cases, you might be going to a fancy restaurant or a resort and not being paid at all. And then in some cases, we have a group of assignments where you're actually paying to go do the work, but you get a significant discount off of the cost of, say, airfare, train fare, or maybe a week at a resort.
Well, my ears really perked up on that five-star resort that you were talking about.
There are a few of them in the system.
Wow.
Whoa.
So say you send somebody to this five-star resort, what would they be expected to do?
Anything from making their reservation through to arriving, evaluating the check-in process, going over their room with a fine-tooth comb, making sure that there's no mold in the washroom or hair on the bed.
And what about the spas? Do they get to evaluate the massages and the facials?
In many cases, they actually do get to evaluate the spas as well.
Ooh, that would be our cup of tea for sure. So is it really competitive to be selected as a shopper?
We have over 100,000 members of our field force. I wish I had over 100,000 assignments on a monthly basis, but we're not there yet. So there is some competition. It's usually the more experienced shoppers, and when I say experienced shoppers, the ones who are willing to take those lesser appealing assignments and sort of move up the ladder in terms of internally here to do the more complicated mystery shops or the more exciting mystery shops. Yeah, there is some competition, and the ones that also, they're graded on the final version that they submit of the inspections, we take a look at that, and the ones who their spelling and grammar is better, they provide more detailed notes, they provide more insight, those are, of course, the people who we want doing the inspections.
David, can you give us an idea of how much mystery shoppers are paid, if they are paid a rate?
It goes anywhere from not being paid at all, or in some cases actually paying a small percentage of your airfare, train fare, cruise, or your time in the hotel or resort. In some cases, you are being paid for certain work, it might be $20, $50, maybe $75 an assignment for the more challenging and time-consuming assignments. Most retail and restaurant mystery shops, you're paid anywhere from probably $10 to $20 on average, plus you're getting a purchase along with that, or you're getting a meal.
You know, I'm wondering if any of these mystery shoppers are ever outed. I mean, I would imagine if you're in the lobby and checking out the pillows, they might get a little suspicious. Does that ever happen?
Every once in a while, I suppose it does happen. We're dealing with thousands and hundreds of thousands of individuals. I think most mystery shoppers know what they have to do. They're prepared in advance. They're a little bit more discreet when it comes to taking notes down. They're either scribbling something in a day timer or even on the back of a magazine. These days, everybody is always typing on their smartphone, so you don't look out of place. Every once in a while, you could even head off to the washroom to scribble some notes where nobody's going to see you. So in most cases, they aren't caught. They're not identified. I always have some fun when a client will call and say, well, we figured out who your mystery shopper was, and they're suggesting that it's a 5-foot, bald, heavyset gentleman. And then I take a look, and it was a 6-foot-tall blonde with long hair. So every once in a while, everybody thinks that they know the mystery shoppers, and I guess that's actually part of the fun and part of the challenge and part of the way that we improve service. If anybody is interested in applying as a mystery shopper, they can do so on our website. It's www.sqm.ca. And again, that's www.sqm.ca.
David Lipton, president of Sensors Quality Management, a mystery shopping company. This has really been fun. Thanks so much for joining the Two Boomer Babes.
No problem. Thanks very much for having me.
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime
at twoboomerbabes.com.